Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love many things, most dogs, some people. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from the long tunnel with the dim light at the end of it, with another Homes Alone edition. It's Sunday, January 31st. We got through January 2021, and today we have not one, but two returning champions, plus a very, very worthy opponent. It's Joyelle Johnson, Claire Kramer, and Julia Rossi, everybody. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Thank you for having us back.
You know, here's the interesting thing about this particular trio is that Claire Kramer is our ongoing champion. How many times do you think you've won now, Claire?
This is the third show in this stretch.
This is your third appearance?
Yes.
In this stretch. Okay. So that's why she's back today. And then when I first reinitiated the return, the winner gets to come back on the next show policy, Julia was a winner on a show, but then could not come back the next week. So she's been patiently waiting to get back in. And then, of course, because we've got two such strong competitors, I thought, who do I bring in for the third slot on this one? And that's when Joyelle Johnson came to mind.
Yeah, you trying to get that Ken Jennings on. I like that.
So if Joyelle, if you win today, you're stopping two powerhouses in their forward momentum. And also you get to come back next week if you'd like to.
You're free
to say no, but that's where we're at in this pandemic. Is the prize for winning on this show is getting to do it again. And from the sound of silence right now, I realize it's not the greatest prize.
It's a pride prize, you know. It's good.
It's absolute pride prize, and I've said this many times in the pandemic, that pride, having pride in yourself, does help you to keep from getting COVID. And so the winner definitely is safer than anybody else.
It's also bragging rights, because I recently did a show with Moshe Kasher, and he was like, "Oh, Joyelle, I don't think I've ever met you." I was like, "Oh, but I beat you on Doug Loves Movies."
So yeah, that's nice, right?
And he remembered.
Nice.
Oh, Moshe. He's the one. He had like a 5-week winning streak on the show at one point, because he never knew the answers. He just always forced the other players to, you know, he just plays strategically and make them guess. And so he kept winning, even though he doesn't, he's not that great with movie trivia. So I'm glad you had that opportunity to put him in his place.
Oh, it felt so good. There were laughs all around. I was like, yeah, biatch.
You, Joyelle, are currently still in the South?
I am. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, saving democracy one election at a time.
Because that was you, right? You went around and told everybody there, hey, you got to vote for these Democrats.
Yeah, it was Stacey Abrams and me. So, you know, we do that black female Mount Rushmore. I'm in there.
Well, thank you so much for working so hard and
thank
making
you.
That happen.
Yes, Joyelle, thank you so much.
We appreciate it. And Claire, how has the last three, I know it's been 3 days since we spoke. How's it been treating you?
Rita, it's been good. I just, you know, by the way, I was born in Atlanta. So Joyelle, I'm very glad to have you down there doing that work because it needs to be done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. Today, I just actually finished. I was shooting with my daughter a DVD extra behind the scenes music video little thing for my friend's movie. So that was fun. So we've been dancing all morning and then I motored home and here I am.
Wow. That's what the DVD extras are now. Just somebody with their kids dancing around.
Well, it's a really cute movie. It's funny. It's a movie called Dolphin Island. And I'm like, oh yeah, I think I've seen it. He's like, no, it's another dolphin movie. This one hasn't come out yet. So, you know, a dolphin family friend movie. And for the DVD extra, they have a little dance routine where they teach the kids a specific dance. So it's really cute.
It's a dolphin based dance?
It's a Caribbean-based dance.
Oh, okay. Because I was already picturing, you know, that move when the dolphins get up on their
tail and they like do back and forth. Oh, yeah, that's in the movie like 10 times. I'm sure it'll be cut in and out of the dance.
Yeah.
Dolphin...
I'm shocked there isn't a dance that's called the dolphin where you just replicate that.
My friend said the dolphin out of everybody in the movie, Mitzi the dolphin, was the most consistent. Hit her mark every time, did the trick the right way.
Mitzi's such a weird name for a dolphin. Have you met Mitzi's friend June the dolphin?
Mitzi's son Polly the dolphin?
Yeah. And Julia Rossi, as I said, is back. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for showing us your baby.
Oh, yeah.
That is one fantastic baby you
Thank
have.
You. It's very exclusive content. She's not online. Don't go Googling Julia Rossi baby. Yeah, that's primo content.
Well, that is enjoyable to watch, because you know how that goes. When people are like, "We want to see my baby," it's like, "Well, do you want to? Are you ready for the face I'm gonna make?"
So that's why you didn't turn on your camera. Okay, though.
Yeah, I didn't want to be like, I didn't know what face to make if that baby ended up being ugly.
No, I'm very confident about my baby's appearance.
Yeah, of course you should be, because yeah, your baby is really, I mean, I think even people who don't like babies would be turned around on your particular baby.
Yeah.
Real quick, box office update. It's, you know, of course, only like 45% of movie theaters in the U.S. are even open, and then they have limited capacities. But nonetheless, people still want to see Denzel Washington and Jared Leto arguing over how to catch a serial killer in The Little Things. Number one at the box office with a mere $4.8 million.
Wow.
Dollar take. And then, of course, The Croods is still number two. And Wonder Woman 84 is in third place. And fourth place is Marksman, which begs the question, who is Mark and what did his man do? Marksman. I get it. All right. That's the box office report. Now let's give people some movie-going tips. It's time for Recommendation Nation. We'll start with Claire, because she's probably the least surprised by this question, because this is the third time you'll be answering it in a week now.
Yes.
What's a movie that you can recommend? You went hard with Baby Driver last episode.
I mean, it was like slam poetry, me talking about Baby Driver. So I'm not going to.
A lot of Baby Driver talk and, you know, preaching to the converted. Cause I think a lot of people that listen to this show are very aware of that movie, but it never hurts to continue talking about how great it is for anybody who missed out.
Yes.
What are you thinking for today? What's your recommendation?
Okay. I'm pleasantly surprised with the movie that I watched last night, which is the new Justin Timberlake movie, Palmer, on Apple TV. It's a really great story about a kid. And of course it has Juno Temple, who we love from Ted Lasso, who plays another variation of the character she plays on Ted Lasso, but the sort of like American trailer trash version. She's amazing. The best part about this movie, it's a family movie. I watched it with the kids, but it's about a little boy's sexuality and the acceptance of those around him that he doesn't identify as anything yet because he's 7 or 8. And the way the story is told is amazing, but the best part about Palmer was Justin Timberlake. Not recognizable as Justin Timberlake. You don't watch the movie. Like for me, when I watch like Saving Private Ryan, I'm like, oh yeah, there's Matt Damon getting rescued in World War II. No, here you totally forget that this is this international, you know, extremely successful singer. And he's you know what he is? He's like a John Barenthal type performance, but toned down. So he's really, really good. And you don't get pulled out of the story by the fact that it's Justin Timberlake. Mm. And the movie.
I mean, he's a good actor. He's a good actor. I buy him 100% whenever I see him in a Trolls movie.
but you know what? He's not acting in this. He's not giving a performance. He's not trying to emote. He's not doing those things that we hate from people on camera. He's just being, and he's being in the moment, and it just works. The little kid in this is phenomenal. I don't know his name. I should look it up, but he's amazing. And I really loved the movie, and it's a great movie to talk. If you have kids that you want to open the conversation about, you know, sexuality and how people identify and start talking about, you know, that community and different ways in which people identify, it's a great movie to watch to open that conversation with young kids.
On a scale of 1 to 4 dolphins, what would you give?
on Mitzi's, on 1 to 4 Mitzi's, I give it a 3.5 Mitzi's.
It's on Apple TV?
Yes.
And it's already, is it out now or about?
I think it came out like a couple days ago. It just came out. Yeah.
Okay.
I really liked it.
It's funny, those streaming services, like the day when a big movie opens on it, you could have trouble finding it on there. It's very odd how they make you search around for everything.
Yeah, no, it's like, it is definitely, but I wanted to see it. The poster turned me off a little bit because again, it's like a close-up of Justin Timberlake looking dramatically. Justin,
and the name Palmer is like, what? Is this a movie about
golf?
Arnold Palmer?
I was like, what? But I 100% recommend it. I think everybody, there's something for everyone in it, and give it a chance. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
All right. Yeah, well, that's, you know, if you have that particular streaming service, that's the great thing is you can just try, you know, you can just try it and see what you think. And it's no penalty for turning it off or, in my case, often falling asleep. Like, I know I like when I fall asleep during a movie, I know how much I was enjoying it by whether or not I want to pick up where I left off or where I go, well, I think I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. That is classic Claire also. I'm like, if I can make it to the end of the movie, it was a great movie. And I made it to the end, so.
All right, let's move on to Julia. Do you have a motion picture you can recommend? It could be new or old. You know, the main thing is I'm hoping it's streamable. Whatever.
Well, I was going to suggest the Wendy Williams movie. However, the rain like knocked the power out in my living room on the DVR for a few hours. So I didn't get to finish it. So I don't feel comfortable fully recommending it yet, but so far
what you saw.
So far, so good. However, I did complete, it's not a scripted movie, but I watched In It of Itself on Hulu. Does anyone know what that is?
Yeah, that's the, the short answer is, magician or, kind of like spoken word magician, but there's so much going on in that show, but it's basically a one man play with illusions.
Yes. And I don't even know how to describe it. It was very cool.
Yeah. I think that's why it's called In and of Itself. Cause that's one of those expressions people use without like, they use it to describe something but they've said nothing.
Yes. And it's all about, I don't know. He's an amazing, amazing illusionist. I don't know how he did the things he did, but then it gets really deep about self-identity and how the world sees you. And yeah, it's, there's some fun cameos in the audience and, yeah.
I saw it a few times. I have to say I saw it cause it played at the Geffen here in Los Angeles. Then it went to New York and I saw it a few times there because it's just like watching it on the on Hulu now you could stare right exactly what's going to happen and you can't figure it out.
Yeah,
like it's a magic show, you could see more than once and it's not like you go, oh okay, now I know how he did, it's still like amazing.
Yeah.
And people have these weird theories. Like I see people on Twitter saying how they think some of his things are done. And I'm just like, well, you're not paying attention to what's happening. Like at one point somebody said he's just good at memorizing stuff.
And it's that's like, impossible.
That's not how that was done.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very cool. So that, I guess that and the first half of the Wendy Williams movie are my suggestions.
I saw a lot of the Wendy Williams documentary because I decided I should know, I should see the documentary before the reenactment version. And, but I've seen clips from the movie and it looks pretty amazing.
Well, if it was half as good as the Salt and Peppa movie on Lifetime, then I'm pleased. Cause that was also very good. I'm sorry. That's three recommendations. I can't stop.
Well, people have plenty of time on their hands. And so they can watch all of this garbage. I'm definitely going to get into that Wendy Williams movie sometime soon. So what's your official recommendation, Julia?
In and of Itself.
All right. Okay. Writing it down. It's fun. The when you go see In and of Itself in person, the first thing you do is walk into a room where there's a bunch of little cards that say I am, and then different, occupations, but in some cases just as simple as a, sexual identity or even like a personality thing. And so I picked a different one every time I went, but one time I did get my hand on, they did have up there, I'm a comedian. So I was just like, well, might as well pick that one. Might as well pick the one that's correct. But correct in a very literal sense, Joyelle?
Yes, sir.
What have you seen lately that you would recommend without fear of repercussions?
No fear of repercussions. One Night in Miami.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. For those of the people that don't know, it's a blackety black, black, black as hell movie directed by Regina King. And we got Malcolm X. We got Muhammad Ali, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown just had a night together in a hotel room in Miami after Muhammad Ali kicked somebody's ass in a fight. And it was just a really good movie. I think it was Regina's directorial debut, if I'm not mistaken. And I was just super proud of her. The acting was amazing. It was adapted from a play. And it really just kind of goes through what was happening at the time where Malcolm X was he was going to pass away soon. He was going to get killed soon, assassinated. And they just like his evolution at that point, where his frustration with Sam Cooke especially was that Sam was the one that white people liked the most. And he was like, you don't realize how much power you have. So it was interesting to watch that dynamic. And Muhammad Ali is like a 22-year-old boy. So he's jumping on beds. Everybody watch that movie. It's great.
Yeah, Leslie Odom Jr. is amazing. He's very, you know, he's a great actor and very charismatic. But it's also, it is interesting that the movie, the character in the movie that everyone's kind of saying, hey, white people really love you, he's also now emerging as the one most likely to get an acting nominate, you know, an Oscar nomination for the movie. It's like even in nominating black people, they lean as white as possible.
But
it's such, all the actors in it are so, all four of them are really terrific. And like with the guy who plays Muhammad Ali, like you get over, it's a really good impression, but you get over that really, really quickly. It's not like a caricature.
And that's hard to do. It's hard to, like, you know, people in history, especially people that are that huge, and you really do get away from it. You know, I was just able to be in the story after a while.
Joyelle, since it was based on a play, does it all take place in one location?
For the most part, yes.
I love movies like that. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, they came up with some ways to, you know, open it up and give the movie a little, you know, more, you know, visual
more
context,
space.
You know,
yeah.
like if you see the play, you obviously don't also see like the scene, the fight that happens before essentially the action in the play gets going. So they were able to open that up for the movie. So it's not just, but it was interesting, like the timing that Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is also, you know, based on a play and also pretty much takes place in this same place the whole time. So it was.
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
Yeah, you could, it feels like, this is a play, but it also feels like the people making it were smart enough to go, but if we do a bunch of things to try to open this up and make it seem less like a play, then we're just wasting people's time because there's so much good material right here in the words that you don't necessarily need that. And that's why,
yes,
you know, both of those movies are getting so much acclaim right now, because they're really enjoyable.
Yes, dialogue heavy.
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the great thing about One Night in Miami too, is it's four really good actors, you know, bouncing it around, and you do get some Leslie Odom Jr. Singing in there, you know, which is also nice. It's just very, and any, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, somebody makes that movie, all the characters would have, you know, maybe swore a little bit. But like just watching those four historic figures who, you know, don't swear in public at all, and how they would talk amongst themselves, that also was a really enjoyable aspect of the movie.
Fully agreed. Stream it, guys. Stream it.
Yeah. All right. So those are great recommendations. I haven't seen Palmer yet, but I'm gonna. And right now we're going to take a brief commercial break. And when we come back, is everybody ready to play some games?
Yes.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Play some games right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back, and the first game we're going to play today is a staple here on Doug Loves Movies. It's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And that, of course, is the game where I say a tagline from a movie, It's usually something from the poster or the, you know, advertisements for the movie. And we'll start with Joyelle. I'll say the tagline, you tell me what movie you think it's from. If she misses, then Claire gets a shot. And if she misses, then Julia gets a shot. They're not easy, so don't beat yourself up about it if you can't.
I'm ready.
Answer. Joyelle, what movie has the tagline, what makes you different makes you dangerous?
Oh, shit. That sounds like X-Men, some X-Men shit. I'm going to just say X-Men shit. That's my answer.
You know, you would only get the point if it was X-Men, then I would definitely give it to you. But if it was any of the other sequels, you'd have to come up with
say
that.
The whole thing. I know how you do, but you do you that selectively, that. Doug.
You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's selective in the sense that I would let you add the word shit. I would have to, I'm okay with that.
So is that not the answer? It's not some yeah. X-Men shit?
No, it's not X-Men shit.
Oh, damn. Claire? Go ahead, Claire.
Do you think you know what it is, Claire?
Well, Doug, in the world of Katniss versus Triss, I'm a Triss fan, so I love these books, and I also love these movies. It's Divergent.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. Listen to Claire go.
Is it? It is, right?
That is correct.
Whoa.
Wow.
Katniss, I thought she was in Hunger Games.
Yeah, but Triss is the one in Divergent, and so people like are either Team Katniss or Team Triss, and I really like Triss.
Wow. Yeah, as soon as Claire started rattling off characters from two different series, I was just like, oh no, this woman knows what she's talking about.
The books I almost hung up. I was like,
yeah, I was like, leave Zoom. It's like, she got it.
No, but really these books, I like the movies too, but the books of both these series are amazing. I recommend, I'm jealous of people who haven't read them because they can read them for the first time. So even though they're YA, I love them.
Let me.
Are you a publicist?
Me? No.
God damn, you should be. I want to hire you. I'm going to do a movie and I want to hire you to just tell people to go see it.
I'll be your publicist. I'll totally do it for you because I think you're a there badass. You so
thank you. Hype woman. Hype woman. I love it.
You know, pun intended, Claire, does the movie series Divergent, does it diverge much from the source material?
As it goes later into the movies, yes, but it does. It also stays pretty true to the thing that happens with both these movies based on the books, as you'll find anytime you adapt literature, is there's so much omitted, you know? So you feel like when I'm watching these, I feel like I have to explain to the person, oh, but you missed this whole part where, you know, such and such happened and this happened. Da, da, da. It's just, there's so much that has to be omitted because they can only take up 90 to, you know, 120 minutes on the screen versus like 600 pages.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot of characters and they do get stuff to do, but none of them, like in Divergent specifically, I just feel like it's more about Triss than everything
else.
Yes,
exactly. And even like the mom character, that I feel like she's way underdeveloped in the movies, you know?
All right,
Ashley Judd character.
Claire's knowledge of these movies really paid off on that first tagline. Let's see what happens on the next one. We're starting with Julia and then going to Joyelle. And Claire only gets a shot at it if Julia and Joyelle can't figure it out. Julia, one choice can destroy you.
Oh. choice. Well, I mean, when I say I have no idea, I can't even emphasize that enough. One choice can destroy you. Yeah. This definitely isn't it, but sliding doors?
Oh, okay.
It's not. I know that's wrong.
That would be a hilarious tagline for
sliding doors. I know, it's not. It's not, but let's just do it.
I mean, it should be, or it should be, like, it would also be, obviously, like, Sophie's Choice would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
And also a bad choice. It's just like, that's way too intense. Yeah. But what do you think, Joyelle? Do you have an idea what it might be?
Here's what I think. I think I'm going to say the wrong answer, and Claire's going to have a whole dissertation on the answers. So I'm going to go with the Matrix.
Claire?
It's also in the Divergent series, Insurgent.
That is correct.
Oh, this
but
is
the Matrix
theme.
Was a good. The Matrix was a very good Joyelle for not. Yes.
Yeah, he made a choice that could have just.
The red. Yeah. Which pill?
Yeah, oh yes, right. These are calculated choices. You know, X-Men. They was different.
What if he? What if Neo just grabbed both of them really fast and popped them both in his mouth?
That should be the new like Matrix movie.
Yeah.
No, that's what the next one's going to be. Because aren't they making another one?
I have heard, but I don't know if they really did move forward with it. Did they?
I think they are, yeah. All right. Well, Claire's running away with this, but there's still a chance to catch up, Julia.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, Julia's Claire's, got the baby, so I mean,
Claire's too good.
She's astute.
All right, Julia. What movie has the tagline "The world will be watching"?
Oh, is it? Oh my God, why can't I remember the name of? It's with Jim Carrey. It's.
Oh, you mean Truman Show?
Is it Truman Show?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Maybe that's not the answer if he said the answer.
Yeah. All right.
Joyelle.
It's going to be one of the Divergent series because there's a theme here, but I ain't seen none of the movies. So I'm going to just say Bivergent.
Somebody should make that. That would be awesome.
I don't know these movies, but yeah. Is it something from that series?
Well, I can't say anything more other than that your guess is incorrect.
Cool.
But Claire...
I already mentioned this series and the lead character, Katniss. It is
Damn
Hunger
it.
Games.
Hunger Games. Claire already figured out so much of this in her very first response.
Wait, so what was that tagline again?
Because the Hunger Games... The whole thing in those books and the movies is the world watches these.
Yes, you're right.
From the different districts, and it's like the battle to death, and so the world will be watching. That's, I think that was even on the poster.
Yeah, I think it was. That's why it made its way into the tagline game.
Hey, Julie, I feel like we got set up.
I feel like
it's fine. If you want to call me privately, we can talk about easy movie.
I was so excited about, you know, this sudden switch from Divergent to Hunger Games. I thought it would throw somebody off, but it did not. Julia?
Yes.
I'm going to give you another chance here.
Okay.
What movie has the tagline? Her time is now.
Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman from when was that first one? In the 30s?
No. Let's go with Wonder Woman. I mean, it's probably like a Hunger Games something, whatever reference. I'm going to say Wonder Woman 1984. It's wrong. I know it's wrong.
That's all right. We, you know, the next game is really the one that matters. Joyelle?
Hunger Games 3, The Rise of Katniss.
And you know, I love a good stab. That's not...
I know it's wrong. Claire, what's the answer?
If I'm not 100% sure on this one.
Yeah. Claire.
I'm not 100% sure on this one, but I think it is going to be with Triss, but the movie is called The Fault in Our Stars, which is about her dying. And I think that's the theme on this one.
Oh, wow. That's a fun twist if I suddenly went to a Shailene Woodley dying movie.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I went in a totally different way, but another young female hero character, Alita Battle Angel.
Mm. Which is an amazing movie.
Who that? That's the name of the movie?
Oh, yeah. You don't know Alita Battle Angel?
No.
Definitely check it out.
It's for my daughter's birthday, we went to a pop-up Alita escape room type place. And it was set up like the market in the movie, and it was amazing.
Wow. I mean, you're so hardcore. Like, that's ridiculous.
Hardcore. I didn't even know that was a movie. Alita Battle, that's the name of the movie? Alita Battle Angel?
Yeah, and it's produced by James Cameron, and Rosa Salazar plays Alita, and it's a mix of a live action performance and an animation, because she has these really big, like, anime eyes. You've probably seen imagery from it.
It's an amazing movie. And this pop-up was like, the escape room was so cool. And I got like super into it. And my kids were like, Mom, calm down.
I love that.
Yeah, Claire, I'm just going to have to say the same thing. Calm down.
Okay.
You won that game. But there's another game that has nothing to do with Katniss or Triss.
Oh, damn.
Or Alita. And maybe Julia and Joyelle will have a better shot.
Ready, Doug.
Is it Lifetime movies?
I apologize for not me personally. I don't know Lifetime movies that well, because there are already movies that plan to have lots of commercial breaks, and that's not the kind of movies I'm into.
Well, they will be on my podcast. Julia loves Lifetime movies.
I think that's a great podcast.
Yeah, there's a huge market for that. And I think you should start that up right away. Just recap every Lifetime movie. I bet you such a thing already exists, but yours would be funnier. Okay, we'll be right back after this. No flipping.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, we're back. And Claire, I don't know how you did it. You managed to win that game by a narrow margin.
Narrow.
Yeah.
She got all
the. In case anyone was just joining us, I thought I'd make it sound like it was a tight competition. but that only means, Claire, that you get to go first in our next
Okay.
game. And that game is called Oh Yeah, Sunshine. Why is it called that? Well, because we're going to take turns guessing if a movie has the song Oh Yeah by Yellow or I'm Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves, or both on the soundtrack. To refresh your memory, Oh Yeah is that song that goes, oh yeah. That song. And you know, I don't have to sing Walking on Sunshine, do I?
No.
Everybody knows that one.
Yep. So these are 80s movies, is what you're saying.
Very popular songs on soundtracks for motion pictures and television. You have to try to figure out which one of those or both is in any given motion picture.
Ooh.
Start with Claire, and just like the game, if she misses, we move to Julia and then to Joyelle to possibly pick up that gimme point. If two people miss on this, the third person gets a gimme.
That's why I like this game.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a little bit easier.
There's a chance in hell.
Point can just land in your lap, and that's what we're looking for. Claire.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Or Walking on Sunshine, or both, in a movie called Look Who's Talking.
Oh.
Mm. Okay. I have seen this movie. It's been a while. It doesn't seem like an oh yeah kind of movie to me. Because it's about babies talking, if I remember correctly, like Roseanne Barr and, you know, Dan Aykroyd, maybe. It's one of those talking movies. Last week it was a golden retriever talking. This week it's babies. I'm going to go Sunshine.
Bruce Willis.
That's your answer based on?
Based on me talking it through, based on nothing.
Dan Aykroyd, he doesn't have anything to do with those movies. And I think you're thinking Danny DeVito.
Roseanne Barr was in it, though, right?
Roseanne Barr is in, like...
John Travolta?
Look Who's Talking Now.
Oh, okay, so...
The baby was Bruce Willis.
And later, the first baby's just Bruce Willis as Mikey.
Oh, my God.
Lunch.
I'm going to stick with my son, just Sunshine, not...
That's okay, yeah. I wasn't trying to convince you to change your answer or anything. I was just explaining what happens with the Look Who's Talking films. And
classics.
You are, in fact, correct. It is Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, God. So good. You're so good even when you don't know.
Yeah.
I just had the baby talking. Remember, it was the Air Bud movies we talked about last week, or I don't even know. Something about a golden retriever talking.
Mm-hmm. All right, Julia, you get to go first on this next one.
Okay.
Which song or both is in the motion picture called Longtime Companion?
I don't know that movie. Let's go with... So the choices are...
Oh, yeah.
Walking on Sunshine or both?
Sunshine or both.
So it can't be neither, right?
Neither is not an option, no. It's either both of them are in there or one of the other.
I think it's... Oh, yeah.
That is incorrect.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay. I have also never seen or heard of this movie, so I'm just going to say Walking on Sunshine.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Come on. Guess an ass bitch. Guess an ass bitch.
All right. Guess an ass bitch has one. And know-it-all Claire has one. And Julia is just waiting to get out of the starting gate. Longtime Companion was one of the first AIDS dramas to come out of Hollywood. And I assume Walking on Sunshine occurs in a happier part of
the AIDS drama?
Yeah. Dermot Mulroney was in it, I believe. Claire gets to go first in this next one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Walking on Sunshine, or both in American Psycho?
I actually know the answer to this one.
I do not remember Oh, Yeah being in this movie. And I do know that Sunshine, well, none is not an answer. So Sunshine, I'm going to go Sunshine.
Julia, was that you that said you knew what it was?
I think so. Wait, did she get it wrong?
Well, I'm asking you if you think she's right or wrong.
I think she's wrong.
Ooh.
She's right.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was both.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a good one for both. I mean, Oh, Yeah would be pretty funny in American Psycho.
Yeah.
But it just somehow did not make the cut. But Walking on Sunshine.
I can't see. Yeah. Bret Easton Ellis with Oh, Yeah didn't really match to me. But...
Wait, was he killing somebody while Walking on Sunshine was playing?
Probably, yeah.
Cutting like, up a body.
That movie has a lot of ironic music choices, so I don't think Oh Yeah would have been that crazy. But it was also, Oh Yeah wasn't really thought of, like, that wouldn't be in that guy's record collection because it was more of a soundtrack song than a hit single. I don't even know how it did on the charts, but like, you know, Walking on Sunshine was number one on the pop charts for like 12 weeks or something. Some crazy amount of time. All right, so Claire has 2 points. Julia gets to go first on this next one. We're playing to 3 points. Julia, which one of those songs or both are in the film, the John Cusack movie, High Fidelity?
I think Walking on Sunshine is. I'm going to say I'm going to say just Walking on Sunshine.
That is correct.
Yes!
Yes!
One. I like, so I didn't want to leave with 0 points.
It's funny, too. They made that series with Zoe Kravitz, the High Fidelity, the TV show.
That was so good.
Yeah.
But Walking on Sunshine was in the pilot, the first episode of that of the show. And I didn't realize it was a carryover from that. That song had been in the movie as well. All right. So Julia's on the board. Joyelle also has 1 point and gets to go first on this next one. Joyelle, which one of those songs or both are in Daddy Daycare?
Damn it. I've never seen that. I feel like that song's definitely going to be in Daddy Daycare. Adam Sandler's in that movie, right? I don't know.
I don't think so. It's Eddie Murphy.
Yes, Black. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to assume Oh Yeah's in there. So I'm going to just say Oh Yeah.
That's incorrect.
All right. Good job, Joyelle.
Claire.
Crushing it.
Claire for the potential win.
I am going to say Sunshine.
That is correct. You did it. You won.
Was that the answer to all of them?
That was my all three that I got were Sunshine.
It was the answer to all of them.
It did turn out to be the answer pretty much. Yeah, it was the answer every time was Walking on Sunshine.
Is the game over, Doug?
Yes, it is.
Because the only movie I really remember Oh Yeah being in is
Ferris Bueller.
Yes. And maybe, like another John Hughes type 80s movie. But I definitely know it was in Ferris Bueller.
It off was like when they used it in Ferris Bueller, if it had been used before, it just hadn't been used so memorably. But I think that was the first time that
other
crappy filmmakers who don't have any imagination stuck it in like similar kind of scenes, like when somebody's sneaking around trying to do something.
Yeah. Very zany 80s.
Yeah. And it was in the Michael J. Fox movie, The Secret of My Success.
That makes sense.
That also has.
Is that the one where he's on the champagne bottle? That posters him in the champagne bottle.
Yeah, it's about. Yes,
I love that.
Champagne. Yeah, that checks out.
But I was like peak Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's the movie that has both of those songs in it. Secret of My Success. But congratulations to Claire, and. Thank you to Julia and Joyelle for coming in and trying to topple her from perch on Trivia
from her throne.
But Claire, can you come back again next week?
I sure can, Doug.
What would you like to plug in the meantime?
Well, I'm going to be Joyelle's publicist from now on. So that's my new career. And Julia, I'm happy to do that for you as well.
I'd love it. Yeah, that would be cool.
You're a badass.
Thank you.
And And yeah, I'm launching my next podcast is going to drop its first episode early April, called Fanatics, produced by Roddenberry Entertainment. And David Magadoff is my co-host, who is also starring in the new Dexter. So it's a very fun podcast where we talk about things that people are fanatical about, but not about their careers. So you may come on the show and, for example, like Greg Grunberg came on and talked about his love of Ford Broncos, and Tiffany Thiessen came on and talked about her love of cookbooks. So we like to talk about not people's careers, but other things they're obsessed with. So it's a really fun little show.
Drop okay, the amber.
If you keep winning here on this show, you have to come up with you have to give us other examples.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm... I will.
Same plug every week.
Exactly.
Joyelle Johnson.
Yes, Doug. And I still implore you to play the final game that I love to play. So you got to bring that back, because that's my favorite game.
Yeah, that's a last person standing.
Yes.
I believe is the game that you enjoy, and a few of the other guests like it too. Maybe we'll do a special episode where we bring you together.
Please
to play that particular
please
game.
Bring me and Moshe together again. And I had a great time today, and I am also going to be starting some new podcasts. Julia Rossi was actually just a guest on my podcast with my friend Kenny DeForest. It's called Gangly and Face Ass Save the World, and we are going to be dropping that soonish. And we talked about therapy with Julia and her sister, so look out for that, folks.
All right.
It was really fun.
Yeah, that's cool. A nice crossover here with all of everybody on everybody else's shows. Julia, what else have you got going on?
I have a podcast. Isn't
yes.
that crazy?
We in the house.
My podcast just started last week. It's called Should I Get Bangs? And it's people talking about breakdowns and breakthroughs. And then at the end of every episode, either I give some tips on how to stay sane, or I sometimes have a guest therapist, who is my sister, come on and give professional mental health advice. So it's mental health comedy, that good stuff. So yeah,
should I love get bangs? That.
Thanks.
That's available now?
It is available now, yes.
Excellent. And then what's your... spell your Twitter handle so people can find that.
Oh yeah, it's not spelled how it's spelled the Italian way. GIULIARozzi.
Very good. We'll have Claire obviously is going to come back again next week, but everybody will be back very soon. Does anyone have? I know what I'm going to say at the end of the show. Every episode lately, I've been saying a line from a movie, like the last line of a movie. And, you know, there's some real famous ones, final lines. But I'm finding that, like, most of the final lines of movies tend to be very, you know, mundane and not very exciting. Do any of you have any favorite last lines from a movie?
I got one. Tomorrow is another day.
Is that's Gone with the Wind?
That's Gone with the Wind, baby, because people think, frankly, Mike Diotto give a damn is the last line, but that is not the last line of that movie.
That'd be the weirdest ending.
Yeah. I don't give a damn. Bye, bitch.
Kind of like that as the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's gender bend it, you know?
Yeah, that's a classic one. I haven't done that one yet. Do you know? Can you think of any, Julia?
No, I don't remember lines from movies. I probably shouldn't be on the show anymore.
is this your retirement episode?
Yeah, this is my retirement.
From Douglas, you were a champion. Your first appearance, you won.
I don't know what happened. My first appearance, I got real like cocky and confident, and I don't know Claire, and then not being able to finish the Wendy Williams movie, you know, it's just been like a week of not movie luck for me.
Yeah. I think you'll come out of it.
I hope so.
I hope you come back sometime.
Yeah.
I know Claire, because you know she's always a student who always has answers for everything. I know she's got a favorite last line from a movie.
Well, I can call back to, if we want to talk about Nolan again, because you know I love Christopher Nolan, and you know I love Memento. It has the best last line, I think, because that whole movie, you know, is about him forgetting things. So the last line is, "Now where was I again?" And that you could like literally start the movie there.
I think I've said that one. I think
that's a good one.
So yeah.
Did y'all like Tenet?
I loved it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Did you like it, Joyelle?
Exhausting. I just thought it was absolutely exhausting. I was mad the entire time, but I did like Memento, but he was doing too much in Tenet.
You got to watch it again. This is what I said. No, okay.
That's my problem, is that he forces you to watch his movies more than once. I want to choose to watch your movie more than once. You ain't going to make me watch a movie more than once to get it, damn it.
Yeah,
I'll fight Christopher Nolan in the street.
I always find that advice frustrating when I say I don't like a movie and they say, but you just need to watch it again. It's like, well, but what I didn't like about it was how bored I was. So why would watching it again make me suddenly more interested? Like, oh, now I understand why I was so bored. But yeah, I just want to see that one on the big screen when I do see it. So I haven't seen it yet. Because I feel like I would feel Joyelle's frustration and want to turn it off if I just watched it on TV. Because also one of the more interesting aspects of his movies, and from what I hear this one as well, is the, you know, the big screen photography.
But here's the problem with the big screen is it ain't gonna have no subtitles, because I don't know if he didn't pay a sound mixer or a sound editor or something, but you can't hear a damn word coming out of nobody's mouth.
Oh, he must have been like, well, you know, it works so great with Bane, let's have every character's hard done.
Mumble. Oh man, I thought I was deaf. But yeah, good for him.
Oh, I also have one plug I wanted to throw in here. Be sure to follow at Doug Loves Movies. There's a new Doug Loves Movies dedicated account on Twitter that has all Doug Loves Movies related stuff. And I promise I don't retweet political musings on that account at all. One more time. Thank you so much to Clara Kramer, Joyelle Johnson, Julia Razzi, who's maybe going to retire.
No.
And as always, I just want to be there.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.